The Obsidian Theater Company opened its new season this week with two new productions. Our theater critic Lynn Slotkin attended openings of both Late and Black Medea. She is here with her impressions of both. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
You are on time. Tell us about Late.
I'm on time. It was a double bill, actually.
Oh,
it's not just one after. So I'm on time. Late. Late is written by Marcia Johnson, and it's about Donna, who is grieving for her late husband, hence the title. Mm-hmm. Two people try to help her cope. One is Loxley, a musician trying to find himself as he tours with a band. He rents Donna's basement apartment. And Carol, who is trying to cope with the breakup of her relationship with her boyfriend. Carol is subletting the basement apartment. Donna tries to cope with her grief by recreating her life as if her husband was still there. So she makes the coffee for him. There's a suggestion that sex is going on, even though he's not there. Don't ask, Matt, please.
I'm not.
Okay. Carol tries to sympathize and give Donna company, but gets short-tempered when Donna doesn't snap out of her funk. And when Loxley returns early from his tour, he tries in his own way to help Donna cope, and she wants him to go through her husband's routine without the intimacy.
To the other play that you saw, The Black Medea, which is connected presumably. I mean, I did study a little bit of Greek works in university. This goes back to good old-fashioned Euripides.
Absolutely. Yes. In the Greek myth, Medea, whatever, leaves her country to go with her lover Jason to another land. They have children. Then he leaves her for a trophy wife, and Medea gets even in the most mythic, dramatic way. With Black Medea, it's written by Wesley Enoch. Medea is a peasant woman who has left her village, which is on the outskirts of a desert, to follow her dashing lover, Jason. He's attractive. He wears a suit to work. He works in mining. Mm. So there's a sophistication about him that's really intriguing to her. She goes to the city with him where they have a son, but there is trouble in that relationship. He's abusive. Both are bedeviled by voices. His voices are of the spirits. He's disturbed in his job. He's found the perfect mining area in an ancient cemetery. That doesn't go down too well. You know what I mean? So her voices are of her village calling her back. And in this play, Medea takes a terrible revenge on Jason, but for a more chilling reason than in the Greek myth.
The goal, as I understand it, of the Obsidian Theatre Company is to tell stories about the Black experience.
Right.
It would seem, though, that these productions reach beyond a quote-unquote Black audience. Is that a sort of change in direction for this company?
I don't think it's a change of direction. With these two plays, Philip Aiken, who is the artistic director, is opening up the scope of the mandate. He says he wants to explore more than just Black stories from history with arguably familiar themes. Now let me give you a quote that he did in an interview. Quote, "I'm not interested in telling sagas about the Underground Railroad or sad stories about slavery. I'm interested in taking bigger stories and making them part of the Black tapestry." Mm. Fine. In the case of these two plays, there is a universality to the stories, not just for one group of people. As far as I can see, and it's from my point of view, I love that by programming these two plays, Aiken subtly in a way is asking a question, at least to me, what makes a play a Black play? Is it just that the plays shed light on Black individuals in history? In the case of Late, it's Black because it's written by a Black playwright, according to an interview. It's written with someone who has that experience and perspective. It's cast with actors of color. But beyond that, it's a story that applies to all peoples, no matter of race, color, religion. We all go through grief. We all try to cope with uncertainty and loss. And I also think that what resonates with Black audiences can also be things that resonate with non-Black audiences, even though the plays themselves are Black in origin. Mm. For example, in the case of Black Medea, the playwright Wesley Enoch is an Aboriginal Australian, or rather an Australian Aboriginal, and he's writing about his own specific culture. But one of the best ways to make a universal statement is to be specific to people, place, culture, because if it's offered up well, then anyone will be able to recognize feelings of displacement, abandonment, isolation, and loneliness, even if they are not necessarily Black. And while the play is full of cultural, spiritual references specific to Enoch's world, they're also applicable to any world, and certainly the Black world here.
And so specifically, how do these productions do?
I think Late requires more attention from playwright Marcia Johnson. It seems like it's a first draft. draft to me. Characters have to be more fleshed out. Too often confusing information is given and then explained much later. That should be attended to. Too much of the conflict between characters and Donna coping with her grief seems forced, since it's only been 3 weeks since her husband died. Marjorie Chan's direction is too fussy for such a flimsy play. And I don't think that as Donna, Sabrin Rock is solid, no pun intended, sorry.
That's very nice.
And she's moving. With Black Medea, director Philip Aiken has created the spiritual ritual world of the play. There is an elegance to it, and the emotional intensity is realized as well. The acting is accomplished as Medea. Audrey Dwyer is both proud and driven, and as Jason, Lindsay Owen Pierre is both confident and a man possessed. He's a hair's breadth away from losing it. Both are compelling performances.
So sort of, I mean, you like them, but it's kind of a mixed assessment.
It is. It's a mixed assessment, but Obsidian offers an important voice to the mosaic of Toronto, and it deserves to be listened to.
It's a pleasure to listen to your voice, Lynn.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you. Lynn Slotkin, our theater critic, she also publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter, Late in the Black Medea Play, upstairs at the Berkeley Street Theater through the 5th of October.